And now we're going to talk to Michelle in Dallas, Texas, who's listening or watching us online. Hi there, Michelle. Thank you for calling in today.
I'm calling because about a month ago, I had an abortion. It's not something I wanted. It was something the other party wanted, and they were being abusive about it, and I went through with it. And looking back, I should have gotten family and the police involved. But anywho, he left me a week later after he promised that he wasn't going to leave me. And for some reason, he still wants to keep in contact. And he told me that his ex is staying with him for 10 days because she's having water problems in her apartment. And that was the ultimate slap to my face. I'm just so angry and so hurt. I don't know how to move forward. I mean, I am seeing a therapist, but from a biblical standpoint, like, it's kind of hard not to be mad at God. And I know that it's not God's fault, but I'm so mad at this person. How can they be so selfish to just think about themselves? I'm left without my baby. I'm left without this individual, which at the end of the day, I don't think he's a good person. He's not a good person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, abortion, and at least in my case, is not the right choice. And if I could go back, I would never do it because Planned Parenthood, they don't tell you the consequences it takes on your health, your emotions. It's just a mess.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, Michelle, that's a lot. It's so painful when you're going through this loss of many levels.
Yeah. Michelle, how can we help you? What's your question for us?
I just don't know how to move forward. I mean, I'm still going on with my routine, but I just don't know how I can heal from a biblical standpoint. And I feel like I'm not being godly because I have so much hate for this individual.
So let's pause on the you being godly part for a moment. I think you got to back up some and just be human. Let's start there. Right? You made some human choices, not godly ones, human choices. And so did the person you were intimate with. And the hate and the anger and the frustration, all of that is a part of you being in the grief process. You've suffered several losses. And so I would slow down and pay attention to what is happening to you. And also where you are in this, because I think you're really angry with him for forcing this choice on you. And I think you're probably angry with yourself for making the choice. And that's okay. You've got to allow yourself time and space to move through those feelings. He is not a good person for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that you realize that you've been traumatized, not only from the relationship, but also from the abortion experience. And as you share with us what your journey has been like, it's like you're reading the weather report. It's this flat affect. And I'm saying that not only for you to recognize that, but also for the listening audience. A lot of times when we go through really difficult things, our brain just kind of shuts down to a level where we're trying to do the next thing. I'm wondering, Michelle, do you have people around you other than this man who love and care for you and that know this part of your story yet?
People that at my church do, only my pastor does, and some ladies who've gone through it when they were my age.
Okay. That's very important because the shame that you're feeling is going to keep you isolated. And so you want to push through that. And those people are going to be safe for you. And you're going to a therapist. So that's going to be good. And it's okay for you to disconnect from this man.
Mm-hmm. It's necessary.
It's necessary, and it's going to be hard. And, you know, I'm wondering what keeps you from doing that now? What is your thought when you think, I just don't want to talk to him anymore? I can't have him in my life. What's the story you tell yourself?
Sorry.
That's okay. It's hard, Michelle. It's very hard.
I just want to tell them what a selfish person they are. And he hasn't told his parents, and he doesn't plan on it. And I don't understand why he felt the need to spend 2 weeks with his ex. I just want to tell him how I feel and not talk to him ever again.
Yeah. Right.
When you tell him how you feel, when you think about telling him how do you feel, what do you imagine will happen?
Nothing. Anger. Because he's an angry person.
No, I mean for you. For you. I have an aversion to him already. So let me just get that out there. I don't like how he feels, and what's going on with him isn't even important to me right now. I'm really concerned about you, and I want you to be focused on you and concerned about you. You are giving him way too much energy. He's gotten way more from you than he ever deserved to begin with, but he's continuing to get that. So I want to know, when you say those things, you're a selfish person, how could you do this? When you hear yourself saying that to him, what does it do for you?
I feel better telling him how I feel, but I also feel bad for myself, because how could I have allowed myself to be treated like this?
Well, I think that we want to be loved, and we listen when people tell us they love us. And people lie, and they use words to trick and confuse us. And you wanted to believe in him because you wanted to be loved. And so people aren't all good and kind and wonderful, not even people who profess Christianity. Mm-hmm. And so you have to take your life back and not allow him to have anything else to say in it or do it. The question about why he would spend time with his ex is obvious.
You know, Michelle, one of the things that you can do, and you can do this with your therapist, is you can write out what you would say to him, and you can process with your therapist so that it is in a safe place that you get to express yourself and you get to do this journey in a safe way. Like Jackie said, you know, we really don't want to expend any more energy towards him, and it will be for your betterment going forward. I think I would love for us to send her Changes That Heal, and I just want to encourage you, Michelle, stay connected to the women at the church, stay in your counseling, process, and continue to do the healing. You are worth it. You are worth it.
And you mentioned earlier being angry with God and maybe feeling some type of way about that. God's big. He's a big guy. Mm-hmm. He can handle your upset. Mm-hmm. And he's the one you should take it to.
So, Michelle, we're going to send you a copy of the book Changes That Heal. I think you should also sign up for the Take Your Life Back online course that begins April 7th. And what words of encouragement would you give to Michelle? And we've given her plenty already, but if she calls this guy or something and he says, hey, baby, I'm sorry, let's start all over again, is that an option?
My words are no. Mm-hmm. Don't call him.
Yeah.
He has nothing to offer you but That's pain. Right. Mm-hmm. And you deserve better.
Yes, Michelle, you do deserve better. He showed you who he is. Mm-hmm. Do not waste any more time of your precious life on him.
Yeah.
And we'll pray for him too. I want restoration for him, but not with you, Michelle.
That's right.